Imagine trying to predict the exact state of global democracy, the world economy, and I don't know, the rise of artificial intelligence all the way out in the year 2035.
Right. I mean, that alone is a massive undertaking.
Exactly. But now imagine being forced to actually grade your own predictions on a scale of 1 to 10 every single year until you get there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And permanently recording every single time you get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because that is the monumental task at the heart of the document on our desk today.
It really is. It completely flips the traditional script of historical analysis. I mean, instead of looking in the rearview mirror decades after the fact, to summarize what happened, it attempts to track the consequences of an era while they are actively unfolding, like in real time.
Which brings us to our mission today. Welcome to this deep dive. If you've been following our series, you know we love a complex framework. And today we are unpacking a truly fascinating text. It's called Dossier Trump 2015 to 2029, Appendix E, The Living Trump Dossier 2030 to 2035.
Right. And just to give you the background on that, this document was actually authored by ChatGPT AI, and it was commissioned by TJS Reuters for BridgeThuis, BridgeBox, and BridgeNote.
Yeah. But before we dive into the architecture of this document, we need to set a really important baseline for you, the listener.
Definitely. I mean, the source material covers a highly charged, defining political era, and our goal here today is purely analytical.
That is a crucial distinction. We are not taking sides, we aren't endorsing any viewpoints, and we certainly aren't judging the politics involved. We are just impartially mapping out how this unique document structures its historical analysis of the 2030s.
Exactly.
Because the hook for me is that the dossier, it refuses to ask the standard retrospective question, right? Like, what did this political figure do? Instead, it looks forward and asks, what world emerged from the events set in motion?
Yeah, and to understand how it answers that, we really have to look at the timeline because the first four appendices of the dossier, they covered the standard ground.
The basics, right?
Right, the main events between 2015 and 2029, the key people, the initial shifts in the world order, and the promises versus the results. And, most conventional analysts would just stop right there.
Right at the end of a political term.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this because Appendix E marks the beginning of Trump Dossier Part 2, The Consequences. It insists on opening this whole new chapter focused specifically on 2030 to 2035. And it makes a lot of sense when you think about your own daily life.
How so?
Well, like when you go to the hardware store in 2032 and notice a massive jump in the price of imported materials, you aren't really feeling the effects of 2032's policies. You're feeling the latency of decisions made 5 or 10 years earlier.
Oh, absolutely. That concept of latency is the driving engine of Appendix E
Yeah.
because economic reforms, sweeping tariffs, industrial subsidies, they take years to filter through global supply chains.
Right.
And a geopolitical shift, like a sudden change in how NATO operates, that doesn't fundamentally alter the balance of power on a Tuesday.
No, of course not.
The new alliances, the realignments of military spending, those take a decade to harden into reality. So the source argues that judging an era by the immediate splash it makes is, well, fundamentally flawed.
Yeah, I look at it like throwing a massive boulder into a lake.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Thanks. Yeah. So the initial splash, right? The noise, the water flying everywhere, that's the 2015 to 2029 period. But you can't understand the energy of that boulder just by watching the splash.
Right. You have to track the ripples.
Exactly. As they travel outward, warp the surface of the water, and eventually crash into distant shores years later. Appendix E is entirely about tracking those delayed ripples.
And doing that requires a really rigid structure. The document is very clear that it's not trying to be a crystal ball. Prophecy is easy because you rarely have to show your work.
So true.
But this dossier instead establishes itself as a living historical document. Its goal is to methodically record what actually happens year by year based on five core foundational questions.
Let's lay those five foundational questions out because they really set the stage for everything. First, how is American democracy developing?
Right.
Second, how is the world economy developing?
Mm-hmm.
Third, what position do Europe and Canada take?
That's a big one.
Yeah. Fourth, what influence will China, India, and the BRICS nations gain? And fifth, how does AI change society?
What's fascinating here is how those five pillars elevate this text from just, a simple political recap into a comprehensive study of human civilization.
Wow, yeah.
It forces the analysis to balance governance, traditional Western alliances, the emerging multipolar world, and of course, the bleeding edge of technological revolution.
I see the ambition there, totally.
Yeah.
But I have to push back a little on the methodology.
Okay, go ahead.
The document lists those as five distinct questions. But in reality, you can't really separate them, right? I mean, you can't just study AI in a vacuum without looking at how China is using it.
Exactly.
Which immediately impacts the world economy, which then heavily influences American political stability. It's an ecosystem. You can't just study the wolves without also looking at the deer and the weather patterns.
Right. And the dossier actually agrees with that assessment.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Which is why it utilizes this highly standardized annual analysis structure. It doesn't treat those five questions as isolated buckets. Rather, it uses them as different lenses on the same microscope.
Okay, I see.
Because the global ecosystem is so entangled and chaotic, the document argues that the only way to measure it is with a perfectly rigid, unchanging ruler. Every single year, from 2030 to 2035, is analyzed using the exact same 10-part modular system.
So what does this all mean? The way the source breaks down these modules, it reads exactly like a massive high-stakes global report card.
That's exactly what it is.
Entire continents and technological sectors are being graded year over year. And instead of just, you know, walking through a list from 1 to 10, the dossier essentially clusters its analysis into three main battlegrounds. Let's start with the first group, what we could call the old guard, the United States, Europe, and Canada.
Yeah, and within that cluster, the way it measures the United States is particularly striking. It doesn't just track who won an election. It actually assigns a hard score from 1 to 10 on democratic resilience and institutional trust.
Which sounds nearly impossible. Like, how does a historian, or an AI for that matter, quantify something as abstract as institutional trust into a single number?
It's tough. But it requires looking at underlying data mechanisms. You don't just gauge the public mood, you know?
Right.
You track the frequency of contested elections, voter turnout, the functional independence of the judiciary, and polarization metrics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, by forcing a numerical grade on these abstract concepts every year, the dossier creates a trajectory. You can look at the data and say, objectively, whether the institutional fabric is healing or fracturing compared to the previous year.
And it applies a similar rigor to Europe and Canada, right?
It does.
For Europe, the core metric revolves around something called strategic autonomy, which, in plain terms, means asking if Europe can stand on its own two feet.
Exactly.
Can they defend themselves without relying entirely on the U.S. military umbrella? Can they power their cities without relying on foreign energy or build tech without relying on Chinese supply chains?
And this raises a really important question for the 2030s. The dossier tracks whether Europe and Canada actually evolve into structural, load-bearing pillars of the Western world, or if they just fracture under the pressure of global economic shifts.
And that pressure brings us directly to the second major battleground the dossier tracks, which is the challengers.
Right.
This encompasses China, Russia, and the BRICS nations. And for anyone who might not track Global Finance Daily, BRICS is an acronym for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Though it's been expanding.
We're expanding rapidly, yeah.
The dossier tracks are pushed for a multipolar world.
And that term, multipolar world, is essential to understand the 2030 to 2035 timeframe. For decades, the U.S. has essentially been the single pole of global financial and military power.
Right.
The dossier meticulously tracks the mechanisms these challenger nations use to create alternative poles. It looks at the creation of alternative international payment systems that bypass the U.S. dollar.
Huge deal.
Yeah, and it tracks dominance over critical resources, like the rare earth minerals needed for modern technology.
So it's asking a very blunt question, really. Is China getting stronger and more dominant, or are its own internal economic vulnerabilities slowing it down? And for Russia, it attempts to objectively measure what their geopolitical position actually looks like after years of severe conflict and heavy sanctions. Like, are they isolated or have they successfully integrated into that new BRICS financial ecosystem?
Right. And then you have the third cluster in the dossier structure, which we might call the wild cards.
The wild cards, okay.
Yeah, these are forces that don't respect national borders at all. Climate, energy, and artificial intelligence.
The AI module is staggering. I mean, the document doesn't just treat AI as a cool tech development. It treats it as a foundational shift in human labor.
It really does.
It tracks robotics, cybersecurity, the impact of deepfakes on social cohesion, and the shifting employment landscape. It asks whether AI will become the biggest economic revolution since the creation of the internet.
And it feeds all of these modules, from the old guard's institutional trust to the challenger's economic power to the wildcard technologies, into an overarching impact index.
A master score.
Exactly. Every single year gets a master score. But, you know, an index is only valuable if the methodology is intellectually honest.
Which brings up a historical vulnerability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Geopolitical analysts and economists make bold predictions all the time.
All the time.
And when they are completely wrong, they usually just quietly delete the tweet, write a new book, and hope nobody remembers their terrible forecast. They don't highlight their failures.
No, they definitely don't. But the dossier addresses that flaw head on. It implements what the source calls the prediction monitor.
I love this part.
It's a formal, institutionalized system of humility. Each year, the framework looks back at its own forecasts and assigns them to one of four rigid categories.
So category A is correct, meaning the development's largely played out as anticipated.
Right.
Category B is partially correct. The core trend was right, but maybe the timeline was slower or the impact was less severe than predicted.
Exactly.
And the category C is incorrect. The forecast was just flat out overtaken by events and the analysis was wrong.
And the willingness to permanently document a category C failure is really what gives this living document its credibility. If a system never admits it misjudged the speed of an economic recovery or the outcome of a trade negotiation, it's just a propaganda tool, not an analytical one.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. Because the dossier doesn't stop at A, B, and C. It adds category D.
Yes.
The source calls this new insights. It is an entire category dedicated purely to the unknown unknowns.
Which is so rare.
It really is. It is a formal acknowledgement that history is often driven by massive surprises that no model could ever predict.
I mean, think about the massive shocks of the past few decades. A sudden global pandemic.
Right.
An unexpected technological breakthrough that completely rewrites a sector overnight. A sudden geopolitical collapse. By building an empty box for category D, the dossier guarantees it won't force reality to fit its preconceived narratives.
I love that framing. It lets reality write the narrative, rather than trying to squeeze a chaotic world into a neat little theoretical box. And dealing with that uncertainty is exactly why the document ultimately anchors itself in 10 massive historical questions that span the entire 5-year project.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, these 10 questions serve as the continuous threads that prevent the annual updates from becoming just a pile of disconnected data points. They track the slow-moving tectonic plates of the era.
We won't list all 10, but a few of them really highlight the tension of the decade. For instance, question 8 asks, will AI become more economically decisive than globalization?
That's a huge one.
Right. Just think of the mechanics of that. For the last 50 years, the dominant economic force was globalization, moving physical goods across oceans to wherever labor was cheapest.
And the dossier suggests a scenario where AI could completely upend that. I mean, if code and automated robotics become cheap enough and smart enough, the necessity of massive physical supply chains might just collapse. That one question pits the future of technology against the entire history of modern trade.
Another continuous thread is question 9. Will trust in democratic institutions recover? And notice the verb there. It assumes trust has been damaged, and it tasks the historian with measuring the actual mechanics of recovery, if it happens at all.
Right.
And all of these threads culminate in question 10, which is the ultimate goal of the text. What is ultimately the most important legacy of the Trump era?
And to answer that final question, the dossier maps out a specific journey from 2030 to 2035. It gives each year a thematic title, treating them almost like chapters in a continuous narrative arc.
It really reads like the season finale's a gripping 6-season television show, where the tension slowly shifts.
It really does.
So the year 2030 is titled The First Consequences. It's the immediate fallout, the first waves hitting the shore.
Then 2031 is new balances as the global economy and alliances try to find their footing after the initial shock.
Right.
2032 has a very sobering milestone titled 10 Years After Ukraine, forcing a look at long-term geopolitical attrition.
In 2033, the focus pivots sharply to technology with AI and the new economy. But 2034, it asks the structural question, Europe on its own feet.
Yeah.
And notice how the focus drifts further away from the immediate political actors of 2029 and shifts heavily toward massive societal and technological transformations.
And the arc concludes in 2035 with the final update appropriately titled The Historical Balance. That is the moment the curtain finally falls on the dossier. The ultimate lesson of Appendix E is that you simply cannot measure the impact of political choices while the politicians are still in the room.
So true. The true measure of an era is taken decades later, when the daily noise has completely died down. That is when the structural changes to our society, our economy, and global power are finally laid bare.
Exactly.
The transition from asking what did they do to what world emerged is the ultimate test of history, and this dossier provides an incredibly rigorous framework for observing it.
It forces us to look past the splash and watch the ripples.
Which is a lesson we can apply to almost any major event we are living through right now. And on that note, we have reached the end of our journey today.
We have.
I want to take a moment to warmly and directly thank you, our listener, for joining us on this deep dive and for coming along with us through this entire series. Your curiosity and the time you spend with us mean the world, and, well, we just love unpacking these complex frameworks with you.
It has been a deeply fascinating journey through a really unique analytical lens. And before we close out, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over.
Please do.
We've talked a lot today about the dossier's meticulous grading system, the way it assigns a 1 through 10 for AI regulation, national debt, and democratic resilience.
Right.
We've looked at categories A, B, and C for predictions that were right, partially right, or completely wrong. But I want you to think about category D, the new insights, the unknown unknowns.
That empty box reserved entirely for surprises.
Yes. As you look around at your own daily life today, the technology you use, the economy in your community, the geopolitical headlines you read, if you had to create a category D for a completely unforeseen global development over the next decade, something that isn't on any politician's radar right now, something that will completely blindside the historical report cards,
yeah,
what would it be?